I'm a sparking off unorthodox. They don't feel the name, but they say the music dope dope. Everybody love him. On the regular. On the regular.
Welcome everybody to Unorthodox debut episode. It's a good time. My name is Matt Estelle. I'll be your host. Alongside me, you got Connor Inske.
We out here, guys. We are ready for this new show. We're ready to kick things off. Really just a new season of WHJE. We're just glad to be here. We have some great content, great stories, just a lot of stuff about music for you guys, and I think you guys are gonna really enjoy it.
New year, new show. Rest in peace, Breaking Point, first of all. Get that out of the way.
Rest in power.
Rest in power, right? Long live legacy, but every dynasty comes to an end at some point. But, you know, Unorthodox is here. It's here. It's now 2019. So, like you said, Connor, it's a big music show.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Got a lot of music to come up, talk about. And we've decided we're going to have a couple of artists of the week every time we do a show. So every Saturday, 4:30 to 6 is the time. Once again, 4:30 to 6 Saturday is when we'll have shows, Unorthodox. But we're going to have an artist of the week, one that's going to be popular and one that's going to be a little underground, you know? So we're actually doing two of each for this show. We both chose one. So Connor, going to start us off with your artist of the week.
Of course. So my popular artist of the week, we'll hop into the more underground artists later in the show. But for my popular artist of the week, the first one I chose was Two Door Cinema Club. And Two Door Cinema Club, just a little bit about them. They are an indie rock band, and they're out of Northern Ireland. The group is made up of three guys, Alex Trimble, Sam Halliday, and Kevin Baird. And they basically started making music as early as 2006, and their first debut album was March 2010. And ever since then, they've had more albums coming along, more singles. And they're one of my favorite alternative groups, which is why I chose them for the first. And they really have a strong connection with me and WHJE, or is it WHJE and I? WHJE and I.
All right, we're going to throw it back then for you, Connor. We're going to play What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club.
Ooh.
Only here on 91.3 WHJE. Stay tuned to Unorthodox. We'll talk some more music. Got another artist of the week, popular artist coming up. My choice. Talk more about that in a second. But What You Know, Two Door Cinema Club, only here on The Edge.
Alaska.
I don't do what they say, it's unorthodox.
Welcome everybody back to Unorthodox. I'm your host, Matt Estelle. Alongside me, you got Connor Inske.
We're still going strong. We got a lot of time left, a lot of stories, a lot of music to cover.
4:30 to 6 is the time frame every Saturday, so be sure to tune in every Saturday from now on until school ends. It's a great time. We'll talk about music every time. And like we said in the last break, if you weren't here, if you weren't listening in, we're going to have an artist of the week, and we're going to do a popular artist of the week and an underground artist of the week. And we're today, Connor and I both chose one. He chose Two Door Cinema Club. I'm choosing Yellow Card, right? And they're...
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone.
Welcome, everybody, back to Unorthodox. I'm your host, Matt Estelle. Alongside me, you got Connor Inske.
You know, I'm really excited that we are premiering these new bumpers and intros, because I know we don't have a lot yet, because we're just getting started.
Right.
But I think that's one of the things.
It's a fresh new sound, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because, when we did Breaking Point, we had the same, bumpers from, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get, a fresh new sound on the station.
Absolutely.
Sounds nice. Past two breaks, we've talked about our popular artists of the week, and that was Two Door Cinema Club and Yellow Card. Now we're going to switch into the underground artist of the week, which I'm more excited for. Connor has his artist of the week. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, somebody I'm really excited about to showcase to you guys. He goes by the name of Sisyphus. That's Sisyphus, all one word. His real name is Josh Quijada, also known as Sisyphus, He's only a solo artist, and he's based in San Antonio, Texas. And the crazy thing is, this guy is only like a sophomore or junior in college, and there's basically not a ton of information about him. He literally has 4 followers on Genius. I found him through a buddy of mine over in CHTV. Shout out James Stout for posting something like this next song that you guys are going to hear. He posted on his story, and I've just been involved ever since. He only has 1,000 followers on Instagram, only 2,000 on SoundCloud, so obviously no, basically just came up completely from SoundCloud, hardly any Instagram promotion, and he has a few videos on his Instagram, and it's just him making music in his dorm room, which is crazy. He's had a few small shows around the San Antonio area opened up for people, and I think you guys are really going to like him, and it's just cool to see a ton of young talent out here and just, you know, supporting the brand. So goes, you guys, after you hear this, check him out, whether you like him or not. He's got a ton of music, and it's all pretty good.
Yeah, so Sissy Fuss, like you said, and the Sorority Noise was my choice, and didn't talk too much about him. We'll get more into him after this next song we have for you. But like Connor said, we're going to play Hit My Line by Sissy Fuss, and then right after that, we're going to play some Sorority Noise. So stay tuned if you want to hear a new artist, a couple new artists. It's exciting that we have this opportunity on WHJE, but this is Unorthodox. We got Hit My Line by Sissy Fuss only here on The Edge.
Guess who's back?
Welcome everybody back to 91.3 WHJE. This is Unorthodox. I'm your host, Matt Estelle. Alongside me, you got Connor Inske.
We're still out here.
We're out here having a good time, talking music. You just heard HML, Hit My Line by Sissy Fuss. And I gotta say, I've never heard Sissy Fuss before.
Yeah.
I mean, I've
real
heard
small
like
guy.
15 seconds maybe of each of his songs, or a few of his songs, but
that I played over FaceTime like two nights ago.
Yeah, yeah. It was surprisingly good. Definitely some good like indie and alternative stuff going on. Another artist that we were talking about was Sorority Noise, who is kind of like a grunge rock, but they're kind of indie and they're kind of alternative all at the same time. From Hartford, Connecticut, like four or five guys on a brief hiatus. But they're one of my favorite bands out right now. They remind me a lot of like, I don't know if I want to call them a Blink 182 because they're not exactly the same, but like the concepts there, you know what I'm talking about?
Pretty similar.
Like lyrically similar, you know?
Yeah.
Delivery wise, like I give them like a yellow card type of thing, type of deal.
Yellow card. Oh, okay. Is in
like
the
Ocean
band.
Avenue.
I was thinking like the soccer yellow card. I was like,
oh, we're not playing soccer.
I was really confused there for a sec. It says on their Wikipedia that they started making music back in 2013. So of course they've only been around for, hold on, let me do that math real quick. 6 years. Took me a minute.
Oh yeah, 2019.
2019.
I was gonna say 5 years.
Good look for the
good
brand.
Good catch.
And they've just been releasing a lot of music. It's really cool that I know they have, okay, so there's four people in the band right now. They have a few EPs, three studio albums, three splits. I'm not really sure what that means, but
yeah,
that's pretty sick.
All I know is the stuff that they have, all of these guys are accessible on Apple Music, by the way. I'm not sure about Spotify. I know Sorority Noise is on Spotify. I don't know about Sissy Fuss.
He is. He's on Spotify, too.
So all these guys are accessible like on your preferred streaming platform. They're all on SoundCloud, too. But yeah, Sorority Noise, they have Joy Departed, their 2015 debut album. That's my favorite one that they have. And then they have You're Not As Blank As You Think. That's just the name of the album. And then their third album is just kind of like a remaster of it, of their second one, which is titled Y-N-A-A-Y-T. You're Not As Blank As You Think. That's what they call it. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Sorority Noise. I know you've listened to them before. You're a fan.
I'm a fan from what I've heard. I haven't listened to a ton, like, you haven't listened to a ton of Sissy Fuss, but, right, you know, that's what we like about this show.
We're exposing each other to new music.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I mean, we've both heard of, like, our popular artists and stuff and listened to them.
Right.
But when we come down to our small underground artists, it's basically whatever matter I find on SoundCloud or just stuff from our childhood that
Apple Music.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Apple
crazy.
Radio is a great, great source.
And Twitter. Surprisingly,
oh, yeah.
Twitter.
Twitter, I found a few really good songs, actually, from Twitter. But we're going to take it to a quick break. We were just talking about Sorority Noise, so we're going to play some of them for you. We've got No Halo, which is probably their second most popular song. It's probably my favorite. It's off of You're Not As Blank As You Think, their second album, not the remake. But you're listening to Unorthodox on 91.3 WHJE with Connor Inske, Matt Estelle. Stay tuned for some more music talk and a great time. Once again, No Halo by Sorority Noise.